It's a reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, text number 27.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
Naisha Paravara Matir Bhavato Nanu Syaj Jantor Yatatma Surido Jagatas Tatapi Samsevaya Suratairor Iva Te Prasadaha Sevanurupam Udayo Na Paravaratvam.
Naisa Paravaramatir Bhavato Nano Syat. Jantor tyatatma surido jagatas tatapi Samsevaya suratairo rivate prasada Sevanurupam udayo na paravaratvam. Naisa paravara matir bhavato nanu syat. Jantor yatatma surido jagatas tatapi. Samsevaya suratairo rivate prasada. Sevanurupam udayo na paravaratvam. Naisha paravara matir bhavato nanu syat. Jantor yatatma surido jagatas tatapi. Samsevayo suratayo rivate prasada. Sevanurupam udayo na paravaratvam.
Na, not. Esha, this. Paravara, of higher or lower. Mati, such discrimination. Bhavata, of your lordship. Nanu, indeed. Syat, there can be. Janto, of ordinary living entities. Yata, as. Atmasurida, one who is the friend. Jagata, of the whole material world. Tatapi, but still, there is such a discrimination in intimacy of difference. Or difference, yeah. Samsevaya, according to the degree of service rendered by the devotee. Surataro iva, like that of the desire tree in Vaikuntha Loka, which offers fruits according to the desire of the devotee. Te your prasada, benediction or blessing. Seva anurupam, according to the category of service one renders to the Lord. Udayaha, manifestation. Na, not. Paravaratvam, discrimination due to higher or lower levels. Translation: unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between lower and higher. Translation, please repeat. Unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and the unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desires. It makes no distinction between the lower and the higher. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, the Lord clearly says, Ye tam mam prabhajyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. As one surrenders to me, I reward him accordingly. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahapuru, Jivera Swarup Hoya Krishnera Nityadas. Every living being is an eternal servant of Krishna. According to the service the living entity renders, he automatically receives benedictions from Krishna, who does not make the distinctions, thinking, here is a person in intimate relation with me, and there here is a person I dislike. Krishna advises everyone to surrender to him. Sarvadharmam Pritajamamikam Sharanam Braja. One's relationship with the Supreme Lord is in proportion to that surrender and the service one renders unto the Lord. Thus, throughout the entire world, the higher and lower positions of the living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. If one is inclined to dictate that the Lord grant something, one receives benediction according to his desires. If one wants to be elevated to higher planetary systems, the heavenly planets, he can be promoted to that place he desires. And if one wants to remain a hog or a pig on earth, the Lord fulfills that desire also. Therefore, one's position is determined by one's desires. The Lord is not responsible for the higher and lower grades of our existence. This is further explained quite definitely in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 25, by the Lord himself. Yanti deva vrata deva pitrinyan yanti pritri vrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti maja janopi mam. Some people want to be promoted to the heavenly planets, some want to go be promoted to Pitraloka, and some want to remain on earth. But if one is interested in returning home back to Godhead, then he can be promoted there also. According to the demands of a particular devotee, he receives a result by the grace of the Lord. The Lord does not discriminate, thinking here is a person favorable to me, and here is a person not favorable. Rather, he fulfills the desire of everyone. Therefore, the Shastras enjoin, Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta mam yajeta purusham param. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotees, or his desires have all fruitive results, or is after liberation, one should all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 2, verse, canto 2, chapter 3, verse 10. According to one's position, whether as a devotee, a karmi, or a jnani, whatever one wants can get if one fully engages in the service of the Lord. Naisa paravara matir bhavato nanushas jantor yatatma suridu jagatas tatapi samsevaya suratayor ibate prasada sevan rupa murayo paravaratvam. Unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and the unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benediction according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between lower and higher. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Ganamayam Didati Svapadandikam Adadanastranandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So in one lecture in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada explains this prayer of Prahlad Maharaj is very important. Huh? He says, Paravaratvam, higher and lower. Para means higher, apara means lower. But there's no such thing for the Lord. For the Lord, everything is superior. Actually, everything, only material is only according to our consciousness. Because even this material energy, it is emanation from the Lord. So there's no question of material, actually. It is our desire to enjoy the material world that makes it material. But otherwise, it is spiritual. So for the Lord, there's no question of superior, inferior. For Him, everything is superior. So our superior, inferior position is according to our work. According to our desire. Prabhupada says here, quotes that verse, what is that? As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. So the more we surrender to Krishna, the more Krishna gives to us. Although the devotee, he doesn't want anything, but Krishna gives everything for the devotee. Prabhupada gives the example that I myself, I went to Mayapur, paid obeisances to my spiritual master, and went to the boat, and I had 40 rupees. But because I surrendered completely to Krishna, now I have 40 crores of rupees. That was a long time ago. It must be 400,000 crores now. I started with 40 rupees, now I have 40 crores of rupees. So our inferior or superior inferior is according to our work. Like Prabhupada gave the example that some person, he works all his life, he earns crores and crores of rupees. At the end, he decides, I will go to Vrindavan. So what does he do with all the crores and crores of rupees? He gives that to his wife and his sons and everyone. He said, just send me 5,000 every day, every month. What about the crores of love? That is for them. So Krishna, he doesn't surrender 100%, so Krishna gives him also 5,000. Only 5,000. He said, we're the one discriminating. Krishna's not discriminating. We're discriminating. That so much for the wife, so much for the country, so much for the children, so much for the dog even. Sometimes people leave their whole estate to their dog. And by the end, 0% for God. So for you, God is also zero. It is not God's discrimination, it is your discrimination. You're giving 0%, so Krishna also giving 0%. And Krishna doesn't interfere with your independence. You can get whatever you want. Krishna is very kind. Here it is said, prasada, he favors everyone. Without discrimination. Prabhupada explains that if you want to taste stool, then Krishna gives you body like a hog. He wants to taste stool, so Krishna is giving him that body. And if you want to taste blood, then Krishna will also give you the body. You get body like a tiger. So you get the facility, but you don't get to eat. He said, tiger is always starving. Because all the animals, they know, in that part of the forest, tiger is living. So they don't go there. So only every once in a while, he gets something to eat. He's starving. But he has got, that is according to his discrimination. He wants to enjoy blood. All right, so you take tiger body, but now you starve. So it is our discrimination. If we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will give us everything. Even though the devotee, of course, he doesn't want anything. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, Nadanam na janam na sundarin kavitam ba jagadisha kamai mama janmini janvidishari bhavatad bhakti rahai tuki twai. Devotee, he doesn't want to bother Krishna. In that lecture, Prabhupada, everyone is bothering Krishna. Give me this, give me that. So according to their work, Krishna gives them. It is their discrimination, not Krishna's discrimination. He's giving. Whether one is devotee or non-devotee, he's giving everything for everyone. You cannot live one second. It's not that there's some factory, the government has set up a factory to provide air. That Krishna is giving. And we're so foolish, we're polluting it. Because we want to go fast, we want to have a motor car, and we want to have so many wonderful, so-called wonderful things, that we make big factories pouring black smoke. Very easily we can live without all these things. Just like we were yesterday, since it was last day of Kachayani Vrat, we went to visit Kachayani Devi Mandir at Chirgat. And then we went to Tapovan. And we saw somebody took some grass, he leaned it up against a tree, and for a whole month of Kachayani Vrat, he lived in this little hut under the tree. He didn't want anything. He doesn't need anything. Very happily he was living. So devotee, he doesn't want anything. But Krishna gives, but for service, then Krishna gives everything. Just like Prabhupada went with 40 rupees. Now there's 40 lakh crores of rupees if we add up the whole world. But for preaching, not for sense gratification. So Krishna gives, it's not Krishna's discrimination, your discrimination, according to your work. Here it is said, what is that? Sam sevaya suratayor. Suratayor means desire tree. Brothers, you have got no information of desire tree. You know the ordinary tree. From one tree you can get one fruit, from another tree you can get other fruit, and only limited amount. When the season is finished, the fruit is finished. He said, but we have got information, the desire tree. That what to speak of fruit, if you want kachori or samosa, we'll also give. If you want kachori or samosa, we'll also give. You're running here and there in this material world trying to gather so many things, but you can sit at home and be perfectly satisfied. This fellow was sitting in a little grass shack under a tree, chanting Hare Krishna, perfectly satisfied. We're running here and there, trying to accumulate so many things. But it is all zero, Prabhupada said. If you take so many zeros and you add it all up, it is still zero. Or the way Prabhupada said, zero. It is jiro. You may have 1 million jiros, but it is still jiro. But if you put one, you put Krishna in front of that zero, then it becomes 10 times. Then it becomes 10 times. So for our, if you want sense gratification, you will get it is all zero. In the end, it will stay here, will not go with you. Just like Shastra says, at the time of death, then everything will stay here. Your house, it will remain where it is. It will not go with you. Think, I have a big house. No, that house will stay there. But I've got my beautiful wife. She will only go up to the door. Generally, the ladies don't go to the Shamsham God, the cremation God. They only go up to the door. But I've got all my friends. They will follow you up to the ghat. But I have my body. That will follow you up to the pyre. You will go jiro. You work so hard and everything is jiro. But if you add Krishna to your life, then it becomes a big number. All those zeros. And if you use that facility, whatever Krishna gives facility, use that for his service, then it becomes valuable. Then it becomes superior. So it's all according to your desire. See, here Prabhupada quotes another verse. Yanti deva vrata devams pitin yanti pitri vrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti maja jinopi mam. Krishna is completely independent. He gives us complete independence. He's not forcing that you have to do this, you have to do that. Whatever you want, you can have. Just like the Mayavadis, they say, whatever you do, yatapat tatamat, tatamat tatapat. All the paths go to the same place. But Krishna doesn't say that. Here he's telling a different thing. If you worship the demigods, you go to the demigods. If you worship the pitris, you go to the pitris. If you go worship the ghosts and spirits, you'll go live with them. But those who worship me, they will come to me. Krishna is very liberal. People say this is closed-minded, only by serving Krishna. No, this is open-minded. Krishna doesn't say that whatever you do, you'll get the same result. That's like if I go to the travel agent, I want to book a ticket to Calcutta. All the flights are going to Bombay. I want a ticket to Bangalore. All the flights are going to Bombay. I want a ticket to Chennai. No, all the flights are going to Bombay. I want a ticket to New York. No, all the flights are going to Bombay. Or Mumbai, as they call nowadays. This is closed-minded. That whatever you do, you get the same result. Krishna is liberal. Krishna is not conservative. He's liberal. If you don't have to go back to home, back to Godhead, that is up to you. That is up to your desire. If you want to worship the demigods and go there, then you can go. Krishna is allowing. Please go. Be my guest. If you want to worship the pitris and go there, then be my guest. If you want to worship goats and spirits, bhutani, then go there. But if you worship me, then you will come to me. Krishna is very liberal. He's giving whatever you want. He's not discriminating. It's our discrimination. By our discrimination, we're getting higher and lower results. But Guru, he's more merciful than Krishna. Krishna will give you whatever. A Guru will say, you nonsense, stop all this. Stop all this nonsense. You rascal, stop all this nonsense. Just worship Krishna. Prabhupada said, the Mahabhagavat, he sees everybody is serving Krishna. But I'm not on that level. I see this rascal is doing some nonsense. Let me stop him. So Guru, he's more merciful. Krishna will give you anything. Whatever you want. He'll give. But Guru will only give you Krishna. Therefore, Guru is more merciful than Krishna. He will stop all your nonsense. You give up all this nonsense and just surrender to Krishna. So here it is said, at last Prabhupada quotes this famous verse that we all know, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yirita purusham param. So therefore, whether one has got, whether one is akama, that is the position of devotee. The devotee, he doesn't care for anything. Although Krishna may give him facility, just like we know Sudama Brahman. Forced by his wife, he went to ask Krishna for something, but when he got there, he was too embarrassed. to ask for anything. But he came back, Krishna gave him huge palace. He didn't think, oh, now I'm going to enjoy. He said, let me serve Krishna better. Like that. So devotee has no... So we may have so many material desires. But still, we shouldn't go to demigod, this place, that place. We should go to Krishna. Sarvakama. Sarvakama means full of material desires. Still you should go to Krishna. If you have no desire, you should go to Krishna. If you have full of desires, you should go to Krishna. Because why? Krishna will fulfill that desire in such a way it will be beneficial for you. It will be beneficial for you. Just like we have just nearby, not far away, is Madhuvan, where Dhruva Maharaj performed his tapasya. He wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather, who was Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma runs the whole universe. Lord Brahma runs the whole universe. But he wanted a kingdom greater than that. Where will we find something greater than the universe? But when he finally saw the Lord, Lord finally appeared before him. Then Lord asked him, what do you want? He said, what is that? Swami kritartosmi bharam nayachet. Yachna means to beg. I don't want anything. Now I'm fully satisfied. We're running around trying to fulfill so many material desires, and it is all jiro. But if you try to satisfy Krishna, even to try to satisfy your material desires, you go to Krishna, then you'll become fully satisfied. I don't want anything. Lord said, Are, you did all this trouble, now you're saying you don't want anything? Because when I have got you, you're a rare jewel. I was looking for broken pieces of glass. Dhruva Maharaj said he was looking for a broken piece of glass. What's he calling broken piece of glass? He wanted a kingdom greater than the whole universe. Where our material desires rate? If that's a broken piece of glass, our material desires don't even rate. We can't even imagine how useless our material desires are. He said, but... And we can't imagine if we're just some broken glasses there and we're sifting through it and suddenly we find a huge blue diamond. Oh, how happy we will be. So he said, when I have got a rare jewel like you, what is the use of kingdom and all these things? Still, Lord was so kind. Prasada. Here says, some seva prasada. What does it say? Sevanu rupa mudayo. No, that's another one. Te prasada. Lord was so kind, so merciful. He still gave him kingdom, but of course Dhruva Maharaj was not attached to all these things. He still remained Krishna conscious. This is the point. So even if you have all material desires, no material desires, all material desires, moksha, you're after moksha also, still you should come to Krishna. Because the best moksha is Krishna consciousness. Even if you get that ordinary moksha, that Krishna will also give you, merge into the Brahman, lose your identity. Krishna will give you. But Bhagavatam says, Rurikatena paraspadam, even you get to the parampadam. Padantiyadho, padanti means to fall down. Padantiyadho nājita. Yusma angrayaha. Angrai means the lotus feet of the Lord. You've neglected lotus feet of the Lord, so you'll come back down. If I lock you in a room with all white walls, white ceiling, white floor, everything white, just leave you there, you'll go crazy. Nothing to do there. So eventually some little desire will bubble to the surface. You're merged there in the Brahman. Eventually some desire will come. Because you cannot stay without, we're living in any chaitana. Living in any means he's living being. Living being means he's moving, desiring, doing so many things. Speaking so many things. Prabhupada said, they say that to realize God, then you become like a dead stone. Just no desire, no talking, no speaking. He said, if to realize God means to become a dead stone, I do not care to know what is God. One recording you hear Prabhupada say, I do not care to know what is God. Actually, the devotee is not that when you realize God, you stop speaking. You have so much to say that 24 hours is less. There's not enough time in the day to glorify Krishna. They were surprised that Bhaktisiddhanta was printing a newspaper every week, Nadia Prakash. They said, how? And somebody asked Prabhupada, how by you're publishing, your Guru Maharaj publishing something about spiritual life every week. He said, every day in this world, there's millions of cities in this world. Each one of those cities had dozens of printing presses, all printing all the nonsense news of this material world. What Trump said latest, what the cricket, what's happening between India and Sri Lanka and the cricket match. All these things is going on every day. So about this stupid little place, this one tiny little universe, there's billions of universes, so many printing presses, millions of printing presses printing. So about spiritual world, unlimited, we can print a newspaper every second. We can print newspaper every second. So real moksha means to engage in Krishna service. That is ecstatic. This position of merging in Brahman, that's static. Bing! But Krishna consciousness is ecstatic. We don't want to merge. We want to go back to the spiritual world. We're spiritual. Just like water and oil, they don't mix. So this body is material, and inside is the spirit soul. They cannot mix properly. They cannot mix. Or just like Prabhupada gives example, fish. Fish lives in the water. If you take him out of the water, you can give him nice a house, you can give him nice HDV TV, you can give him the latest iPhone 10 has come out next? Or Galaxy SX, S8, they says better than iPhone. You can give so many things, but he'll not be happy because he wants water. So the spirit soul, he has to be in the spiritual world. So he wants to be in the spiritual world. So that is real moksha. Just like we were, yesterday we went to a place called Nandagat, where the village is called Baigaon. At that Baigaon one time, it's a long story, I guess we had time. So Jiva Goswami came after studying Sanskrit in Banaras. Some Bachaspati was there, I can't remember. Anyway, he came to Vrindavan to stay with his uncles and learn about Krishna consciousness, to be trained, specifically Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's only disciple was Jiva Goswami. So he was very learned, so Rupa Goswami asked him to help him with. He was writing Bhakti Rata Sindhu at that time, so he was editing. And Balabhacharya came to Vrindavan. And he remembered Rupa when Mahaprabhu met him at Allahabad, Prayag. He remembered this fellow was one of the associates of Mahaprabhu. So he sat down. He said, my dear friend, what are you doing? And he took his book and he began to read. And he read one verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami says, what is that? Bhukti Mukti Spriha Pisashi Vridi Vartate. So he said, what is this? You're calling mukti, which is glorified throughout the Bhagavatam, you're calling it as Pisashi. Pisashi means witch. This is not proper at all. How can you call mukti a witch? It is glorified because we just discussed the real mukti means to serve Krishna. And he made so many points. And Jiva Goswami is thinking, nobody is as learned as Rupa Goswami in the whole world. And who is this guy? And he must have been very, very old at that time, because even when he met Mahaprabhu in Prayag, he was quite elderly. So he must have been very, very revered Vaishnava by that time. But Rupa Goswami didn't say anything. His guru didn't say anything. Jiva Goswami kept quiet. So then Rupa went to take his bath. And Jiva said, what are you talking? You don't know what you're talking about. He said, mukti, mukti, spriha. Spriha means desire. the desire for mukti. Desire for mukti, that is the witch. Mukti is not a witch, that desire for mukti, that is the witch. And he defeated all the points that he brought up. He went down to the, Balabhacharya went down to the ghat. He said, I don't know who this young fellow that your disciple, who he is, but he's amazing. He just defeated all of my points. Whatever I said, you just ignore. Because I'm old man, we like to tell people what to do, you don't mind. This is our business, telling people what to do. So you don't mind. And he went away. And Rupa Goswami came back and said, Jiva, he's elderly Vaishnava. He was trying to help me in my work, and you couldn't tolerate. You have no proper understanding of what it is to be in Vrindavan. You leave. So Jiva Goswami left. He went up to Baigaon, to Nandagat. It's called Baigaon. That's where Nanda Maharaj got a big fright. You know, Bai means fright. That the servant of Varuna arrested him there. So he got big fright. So it's called Baigaon. So there he stayed in a little crocodile hole. Just living very simply. The villagers would give him a little atta, some wheat flour. He mixed it with water of Jamuna. And without even cooking, just eat like that. And all day doing his bhajan. So then Sanata Goswami noticed that this Rupa Goswami is having trouble with his writing now. So he asked, where's Jiva? So then he told the story. He said, acha? So then Sanata Goswami decided to find out where Jiva has gone. Because he knew, though he was told to leave Braj, he couldn't leave Braj. He left Vrindavan, but he didn't leave Braj. So one time he was in Baigaon, and one village, little hut was there. And he said, Radhisham Madhukari, Haribol, Roti Do. The Babas, they go every day with their cloth. Radhisham Madhukari. Madhukari means to do like bee. Madhukari means bee. Bee goes to a flower, takes a little bit nectar there, a little bit nectar there. So they don't want to be burdened to any householder. They take one roti from one house, one roti from another house, another roti from another house, like that. There's no bother. It's not burden to the householder. So he said, Radhisham Madhukari, Haribo, Roti Do. There was no answer. Then he said, Radhisham Madhukari, Haribo, Roti Do. Are Baba, I was serving my husband, so my hands were dirty. I'm washing my hands. You can't wait. You don't have any patience. You're not like our Baba. Our Baba doesn't bother anybody. We give him a little atta. He mixes it with Jamuna water and eats. And all day long he's chanting, Hey Krishna, Hey Radha, Hey Sanatan, Hey Rupa. Then Sanatana Goswami realized this could only be Jiva. Nobody else could perform austerity like that. He said, where is that Baba? He's in a crocodile hole on the bank of the Jamuna there. So they went. Jiva Goswami was so weak, eating like that, you can imagine. He wasn't getting proper nourishment, so the body was very weak. He couldn't even pay his obeisance. He just sort of rolled over. And Sanatana Goswami's heart was broken to see the condition of Jiva. And he got all the villagers, they brought him back, and they put him outside Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutra. Then he went inside. He said, all right, what have you written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? What is our duty to the jivas? Jiva kodaya karo? Jiva kodaya karo? Be merciful to the jivas? You've written like that, yes? Then why you're not merciful to your own jiva? Then Rupa Goswami, why he's speaking like this? So he thought something must be behind. He ran outside. There was Jiva Goswami in pitiful condition. And Rupa Goswami embraced him. And they fed him and nourished him. And then again he was helping and doing the work very nicely. So real mukti is not this impersonal mukti. That spriha, that desire for liberation, that is the bad thing. Real mukti is a very wonderful thing. So all these things, whatever you want, you come to Krishna. Because Krishna will completely satisfy all your desires. He's the desire tree. Sevanu rupam sam seva suratur eva te prasada. Sam seva, by serving suratra, he's a desire tree. He will fulfill all your desires in such a way that you become Krishna conscious. And Krishna sees. Krishna's everywhere. He knows everything. You're putting so much percent for sense gratification, so much percent for service. Krishna sees, he knows, he's got the account book. But you just surrender completely. Prabhupada is an example. Like, started with 40 rupees, now 40 crores, now 40 lakh crores rupees are there. But all for Krishna's seva. Hare Krishna. So any question? What to speak of other people, we don't understand. Therefore, every day we have Bhagavatam class to remind us. Every day we think, oh, I'm not this body, we should give up our material. I hear that every day, every day. But every day hearing, one day you say, yes, what am I doing? One day it comes, it penetrates. We're hearing every day, oh yes, I should give up all my material desires, I should surrender to Krishna. We're hearing, oh, I heard that every day. He said that yesterday in the class. Last week he also said, that one day it suddenly hits, bing, somehow it penetrates. Our heart is covered by so much dirt. So every day it is chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Finally, it hits the heart. We say, yes, what am I doing with my life? Just uselessly wasting in sense gratification. This is just by repetition. And who doesn't want, here says prasada. So if somebody doesn't want to hear, you give them prasada. Just like we saw Prabhupada. Nobody got out of Prabhupada's room, no matter his news reporter, whoever he was, priest or nun or somebody, everybody has to get some prasada. We were reading also, even in Radha Damodar, Prabhupada had nothing, but still he gave little crumb. Anybody came, give a little crumb of pera. Pera is very cheapo, sweet. But Prabhupada never let anybody get out of the room. Whoever came to visit, he got some prasad. So gradually that will purify our hearts. So we just have to keep repeating the same thing again and again. Just Prabhupada said, purity is the force. If we're pure and we repeat, does they practice all the points I made just come from this lecture that Prabhupada gave in Mayapur. I was studying this morning this lecture. So we just repeat whatever Prabhupada said, and eventually it will break through. We have to repeat again and again and again.
Any pastime, if you can narrate between the six Goswamis or six Goswamis with Vallabhacharya.
I don't know any pastime, only some of them were there, or at least Rupa Goswami was there when he met him at Prayag. He crossed over to, what is that place called?
Arel.
Balabhacharya's house is still there in Arel. We went there when we went to Kumbh Mela. So Mahaprabhu came to visit. He received Mahaprabhu and fed him very nicely. That time Rupa was also there. Only other pastime is that's not with Goswami, that's with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, that Balabhacharya wrote one commentary. He said it is better than Sridhar Swami's commentary. And Mahaprabhu, in joking words, he said, who doesn't follow Swami, he's prostitute. And Swami also means husband. Who doesn't follow the husband, he's prostitute. So we should not try to jump over the previous charges. He says, I've got better commentary than Sridhar Swami. Because everybody, Mahaprabhu has very carefully followed Sridhar Swami's commentary and all our acharyas. So that pastime is there. And somehow we know that this Srinachi, he was found by Madhavendra Puri and worship, but now he's there in Balava Sampradaya and Srinathwari. He was Gopal before. And there's many verses of the Goswamis how Mittalnath was also dancing in ecstasy to hear the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Old days it was nice relation, now there's some friction. But those days, therefore that, even they weren't afraid to give that deity over to the descendants of Balabhacharya to worship. Now he's worshipped very nicely there in Nathadwar. So not so many pastimes are there. I couldn't completely follow that by chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah. Anyone who chants Hare Krishna, they get benefit. So, Krishna, how according to the surrender, he gives the benefit to the devotees.
Well, that's the whole class was about that. The more we surrender to Krishna, the more Krishna gives us benediction. Yeah, if you just surrender to the demigods, then you'll go to the demigods. If you surrender to Krishna, you'll go to Krishna. If you give so much percent for wife, so much for children, so much for my country, so much for my city, and 0% for God, then what can Krishna give you?
Can I say something?
Yeah, first.
But see, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it depends on what is your desire, why you chant the holy name. So according to your intention, why you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that you will get. Because not everyone who's chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra would like to attain love of God. So according to your how you chant, what is your intention? Why you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? That you will get.
Okay. Yeah, naturally, because Prabhupada's even dog. Yeah, even dog, inferior, inferior, who's saying the human being is superior and dog is inferior, but even dog is getting benefit, Prabhupada. Because that sound vibration is not material, it's spiritual, it's going straight to the soul. So that dog, the tree, therefore, in Harinam Chintamani, it says chanting loudly gets 100 benefit than chanting softly. Because all living beings are benefited. So anyway, we can all fall down to the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of the great personality who's telling us not, Krishna's giving us everything, but Prabhupada's saying, you nonsense, stop all this rascaldom and surrender to Krishna. We should fall at his feet. Srila Prabhupada ki.